Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Tweet at DriveTime RTE.
With 4.5 weeks to go to the local and European elections, the Independent Electoral Commission is encouraging you to check the register and make sure you have your say. The June 7th elections will also include voting for the role of new directly elected mayor in Limerick, where a series of events this week aims to raise voter awareness among students, the business sector and minority groups like the traveller community. John Cook attended today's opening event in Kilmallock.
So I vote because I believe my opinion should count and what I want should count. So that's why I vote. It's important that your voice is heard.
Nora was in the minority of travellers gathered in Kilmallock today when asked if they vote in elections. Many said they don't see the point.
I don't feel like for the years that elections have been going forward and the re-elections that any politician have actually came out and addressed traveller issues.
Like, where are the politicians' word for travellers? You know, where's their say and what support are they willing to offer travellers? It's just never a topic that's brought up.
Do you vote, Noreen?
Not yet. No, this is my first year being voting.
Why haven't you voted so far?
To be honest, I find our local TDs, they're not doing anything for me. I'm homeless, yeah. I was married and I'm separated. But I was living in my car for 2 years. I'm living in the caravan now.
And are you on a council housing list?
I am on the housing list, yeah. Just help there for me, but no one helping me.
Have you met anybody canvassing you for a vote for the elections coming up?
No, I just got something in my post. The postman is handing around leaflets and things like that.
And is that good enough? Would you read the leaflets?
No, to be honest, well, I just throw it in the vid. Mm-hmm. To be honest, well, if a person don't come to me and explain to me what this is about, I'm not looking at a leaflet.
A lot of travellers are actually illiterate and don't know what it is or who they're actually giving their vote to. They're saying that they're going for elections, but what exactly are you representing?
My name is Martin Ward. I'm 28 and I'm currently living in Kilfinnan with my partner and two kids.
Are you going to help me when it comes to housing? Are you going to help me when it comes to social welfare?
Everyone in Ireland should be treated like equals. And to be honest, I feel like travellers have been given a back seat for way too long now. We have severe amount of suicide rates from members of our own young communities. We shouldn't be seeing people from 15, 16 and down to as low as 4 and 5 trying to commit suicide. That in any other ethnic group is severely, severely wrong. And I don't think that until 2024 that it's actually being made mainstream, that people are actually getting to truly see what the young lives of travellers detail. Now the generation that should have been helped and should, by right, everyone my age that is a member of the travelling community should know what it's like to be getting elections, should know their first step to when it comes to mental health, who they should speak to. They should know when it comes to getting housing for them or their family, exactly where to go to. They don't. They don't. Young travellers in this generation they're scared.
Certainly, I think there's still a view that travellers have to fight a little bit harder to have their voices heard, and they'll have them heard if they vote.
This gathering of the East Limerick Traveller Project at Ballyhara Development was the first in a two-day series of events in Limerick to raise awareness of the upcoming elections and encourage people to register to vote on June 7th, organised by the Independent Electoral Commission, chaired by Miss Justice Marie Baker.
We had a long discussion with them, which I found very helpful, as to how their voice can properly be heard, why it matters that they vote. And in fact, a number of them said, yes, we would be perhaps a bit cynical or sceptical about it, but yes, we see the point of voting and we see the point of our voice being heard. I mean, the message we have is, if you don't vote, somebody else makes the decision for you.
It's interesting to hear how people feel they're not being heard, how they don't know who the politicians are. There's huge ballot papers now for Europe or for local elections or wherever they're voting. To get those people engaged and to understand the process, do we need to change the way we do things if people aren't following politics as they traditionally did or following media as they traditionally did?
Well, one thing that came across really very strongly was people don't actually know how to vote. And we certainly heard over and over again from most of them that one thing that needs to be done is there needs to be education in schools about how to vote. What's PR? Why do you vote number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? What's that all about? And also just bigger picture questions like what happens in the European Parliament? What powers do they have? What are local councillors? even now in Limerick, what's the mayor? There certainly needs to be a more extensive programme in school, and it has to be a how to do it.
Have you voted before, Margaret?
No, I actually haven't. Today was the first time even experiencing or getting to know how to vote, to be honest.
And will you vote on June 7th, do you think?
I think I definitely will, with knowing how to now as well. I think, yeah, definitely.
I feel if somebody's going to expect me to vote and to support them and get them in, then they need to be able to support the community that I'm coming from and the community that I know.
Primary healthcare worker Crystal is 25.
You know, I love my community and I want to see my community do better, mm-hmm. but I don't want to support somebody that isn't going to support my community.
So councillors, people going for the parliament, the mayor, TDs, come and talk to us.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm challenging all of them to actually reach out to travellers and let travellers know that they are going first and why should we vote for you? It was in Dublin when that big fire happened. So is it going to take another big massive crisis within the traveller community to get TDs behind us, to support us and give us the right resources that we need? You know, it can't just be volunteers and it can't be just charities, it can't be organisations that are being funded to offer the support to travellers. I think it needs to be the people themselves in power as well that need to show that support.
Yeah, I'd like them to hear our voice, like, and just do something for us. Don't come to us when you need a vote, come to us when we need you. Be there when we need you, like.
My vote is important and I know on the 7th of June I will be voting, but we'll see who I'll be voting for yet.
A lot of people were wondering, would you run yourself? Because you were making some fairly passionate speeches in the room today.
I believe maybe in 5 to 10 years' time, I might do something about it.
Coming soon to the ballot paper, so, but not for June 7th.
No, not for June 7th, unfortunately. No, no.
I think we have a couple of politicians in the room today, a few of our own, and I'd like to see more travellers engage with politicians, and I'd like to see more travellers run for things, because at the end of the day, we're all people, we're all the same, we all deserve the same respect and we all should give the same respect, and I think your vote should count the same as everyone else's.
And thanks to members of the East Limerick Traveller Project for speaking with John Cook. Look up checktheregister.ie to have your vote, and if you've been affected by issues raised in John's report, please check out rte.ie/helplines.